everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing today? We are currently leaving the site of the state park, the beauty, my second home. I tend to leave here quite often. I think I've been out here 4 times this week, and I fucking love it. Now, folks, the race is coming up. July 1st, I am towing the line. I can't say I'm 100% right now, but you know, I'm still 2 weeks and 1 day out on my road to recovery. And I, what can I say? It's gotten significantly better after the week and a half, and I'm a lot more confident. Given last race, I felt I was like severely injured. This is just a minor little, I can rub it out with a massage gun in 2 weeks, I think. I think we're gonna be good. And it's my home, I've put in some pretty big runs with the injury aside, so I'm just not worried at all. I think, I kind of did some thinking about this as well. Most people that are in their prime for trail running are like late 30s to 40s. They've got years on their legs to build up all the, muscle scarring or whatever. They got years on them. I'm still developing everything that I need to do this sport. So that's, I don't think I'm pushing it too hard. I'm loving it though. So I was out at Wisconsin Dells last weekend, and let me tell you, the Dells is fucking fun. We had a blast. So I'd never been there. I didn't know what to expect. We drove by the place and I was like, holy fuck, this is a lot bigger than I thought. I was expecting like a Minnesota Folk Valley Fair type thing, or if y'all been to the Mall of America, like a Camp Snoopy size thing, or it's, I think it's called Nickelodeon Universe these days. Like a small area, like that's what I was expecting it to be. Holy shit, was I wrong. It was like not the Valley Fair water park. It was like the entire fucking Valley Fair. And we got tickets to do the theme park as well. So we went on some rides. The water slide lines were like 2 hour waits, and ain't nobody got time for that. So we hung out in the wave pool for good minute we were in that wave pool. We were in it for 10 consecutive waves, so that's a long time. Plus we walked around a little bit, and then we hit the wave pool again. I fucking loved it. We rented this little Airbnb. It was a duplex, so the family was below us, and then we were just on the top section. It felt like a home. It was super nice, super cool. The owners were friendly. And we just had a great, just a fucking mosquito in here. I'm trying to get out of my car. I was on the couch talking to my mother the other day, and I got bit by a mosquito on the back of the neck. I'm like, ow, what are you doing in our house? What the fuck? Oh, they're having a little, okay. There was people out looking for some stuff. I guess they're doing a little scavenger hunt out here at the state park. It looked like it was for the weekend. I'm actually out of town again this weekend. We just a traveling man going up north. Family trip as per usual. Fishing trip. I can't say I'm going to do a lot of fishing, but I'm gonna do a little bit of fishing. It looks like they're building a parking lot there. Okay, they're digging up a spot to build a parking lot for the state park, I think, that's actually really nice. The race has 875 people registered last time I looked, and it's packed. It's gonna be a packed race. What was the main topic of discussion I was gonna talk about? I swear I had a topic. Oh, the smoke has been just horrific around here. Canada's hotboxing Minnesota. Holy fuck. The other day I had to wear a mask just to survive. It was wild. God damn it. I had a whole topic of discussion I was going to discuss, and now I don't even remember what it was. I am currently on my way to pick up my brother did the shopping for my dad for Father's Day. So I'm in charge of getting a bag, and I'm in charge of getting a card. And then me being the good son that I am, I'm gonna also go to the liquor store and pick him up some beer. He drinks Stella Artois, I believe is how it's pronounced. I probably am very, very off. The one time I have had that was down in, That was Greensboro. Greensboro, we go out to eat, and I'm like, I see nachos on the list, so I'm just, fuck the menu. The menu's just, I don't need to look. We wait probably a half hour to get waited on. She comes by, takes our order, and I said, nachos. She said, we're actually out of nachos. What the fuck? So I had to make a last minute decision. They had a little, a special. I think it was ribs. You got some kind of a rib platter, and then you got a Stella with it. And I never had one before. I'm like, Dad, respect. Fuck yeah. These are actually like not a beer person, not at all, but I drink one of those. So I'm gonna go to the liquor store, pick him up that. Another thing, I guess I just had a whole plethora of topics that I wanted to ramble on and on about for a little bit. The birthday is coming up, and I'm like, my parents ask what I always want, and I always tell them nothing, and they usually end up getting me something. Very simple. I'm a simple human being. Well, this year my mom asked, and I actually had some. I actually remember the full topic of what I wanted to discuss today. Anyways, both topics just came to my mind. That's crazy. Anyways, so I bought these trekking poles like over a year ago. $20 on Amazon, right? Cheap little plastic things. I didn't want to spend a lot of money because A, I didn't know if I wanted to use them. Two, I didn't know if I liked them. And three, I just didn't want to spend the money on it. Well, I got these poles and I use them everywhere. I will go for a walk in town, and if I'm going for over 10 miles, I'll bring the trekking poles. I'm that idiot using trekking poles in the middle of town. I don't care. I recover so much fucking quicker using these trekking poles. And they feel great out at Afton. So I told my mom, you know, there is something on my list. I like some trekking poles. I'm not expecting them to pay half of it. I'm not even expecting them to pay a third of it. I just said I'll order them when I get back. And she said, just use my card. So that's pretty fucking awesome. I'm gonna get some nice trekking poles this time around. These got their miles out of it. The tip broke off of one, and one of them is like bent. It's in the shape of a fucking rainbow right now. But it'll work. If I get the new poles before July 1st when my race is, hell yeah. If I don't, we'll just use these. They'll last. I just got done. It was 6.6 miles, 1,000 feet of gain in an hour 39. I was on a power hiking adventure is what I was on. Anyways, so the two topics of discussion today. Oh, motherfucker. I wasn't planning on turning here, but then I decided I'm turning here, and now we're just waiting for cars. A truck and a bus, so we're going to be going nice and slow here. So, this whole week is kind of what I wanted to discuss. So, starting things out, the Dells, obviously. I got home Sunday, and I knew I was going to be out of town, and I had 3 weeks to go as far as the race. So, I wanted to get out to Afton one last time, so I did a 25K loop. The race is two of those. So I wanted to get out, do one nice and strong, Like I said, dealing with an injury and still managed in 2 hours, 50 minutes. Injury didn't flare up, didn't bother me. Still felt like I could do another lap. So I'm pretty happy with that. Very, very content. Now, most of my friends, my one friend makes queso anytime we're together. And it is the best fucking queso I have ever had in my life. And we just chow the fuck down on this queso. And the problem is most of us eat semi-healthy most of the time. So when we get this queso in our system, the system's like, what the fuck are you doing to me? And we're just like, the stomach does not handle it well. So all my friends are complaining. Oh my Lord, this guy stops. There's a hill. All right, we're gonna pass him. And another, what are these trucks doing? So anyways, the friends are like, the stomach's just killing me. I'm like, I'm just not having a problem. Well, I get home. I'm like, I need to get out to Afton. I do go out to Afton, and 6 miles in is when it hit. I had to make a straight 90 degree angle straight to the trees to just, I could not wait for I could not wait for a bathroom. The closest bathroom was probably 4 or 5 miles away. We just had to hit the tree. And that's the story of how the queso got released, I guess. I love looking at the map and you just see this little, like, my GPS tracker just takes this right angle, goes up a hill a little ways, and then I'm back on track to the normal route. Got home, and then Monday hit. Now, I knew going into Monday that I was gonna have to take my car in. I was bitching last podcast, I think, about how the car was making some ridiculous noises. It was like a ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So I thought, listen, fair warning, don't know much about cars. I thought it was the CV. It helps your car turn. It gives like, that it might not be accurate. It gives power from the transmission to your wheel, basically. And I thought maybe it was that. And I also thought it was the driver's side front. And I dropped my car off. I walked home. And I get a call right about as I'm getting home, and he says, it's the back bearing. I'm like, the back? Are you sure it's the back? I said, it better be the back, because it certainly sounded like the front. Turns out, it was the back. He said, yep, we put it up on the lift, and it's whistling. And I'm like, all right, let's do the bearing. And I'm like, all right. So I knew going into this, if I had to get, if they called and said, you know what, the brakes are pretty bad, let's do them as well, I was going to go through with it. I just thought that would be the play. They already have my car, let's let her rip. So I get home, all's good, start making breakfast. I get another call. They're like, sorry to bother you, the back are like grinding and the front brakes, they could probably last another month on them, but we're going to need to see it again. I'm like, I kind of figured, let's just do it all. Fucking do it all. So he's like, all right, we'll get it done to you. And I'm like, 1 o'clock-ish, because I got to get to fucking work. He's like, we'll see what we can do. 1 o'clock rolls around. I haven't heard from him. So I'm like, 1:30. I'm like calling down there. He's like, yeah, he's still working on it. I'm like, all right. 2:30 comes around. I'm like, God, I got to fucking leave for work. And I don't want to bother them again. So I'm like, all right, we come up with a game plan. So the game plan is I'm going to take my mom's car. Now, the problem is my brother doesn't have his own fucking vehicle and needs my mom's car. So we're like, shit, what the hell are we going to do? Well, my brother's shit out of luck is that's what we're going to do. So I take my mom's car, fucking hate that thing. It's a Toyota 4Runner. It feels terrible. Like, you got to crank the wheel just to stay in your lane. It's actually funny. I was driving my mom to work the next day, and she goes, you know, Dad hated driving your car. Well, so basically the game plan was I take my mom's car to work, and then my dad will go walk down and get my car, and then my dad will go use my car to pick up my mother. Well, my dad ends up hating this car. My mom says, my dad fucking didn't like the car. I'm like, interesting. I said the same thing about yours. So basically what happened was, we're going to take the back way because we got some construction to deal with. So basically what happened was, her car, you got to crank to stay in the lane. My car, it's so sensitive. Like, you just give it a little tilt and you're like going sideways. I like it. I personally am adapted to it. I like driving like that. My mom's car just didn't fly. No bells and whistles. Apparently the car doesn't even lock. I locked it and carried on about my day. And she's like, did you remember to manually lock the car? When I got home, I'm like, huh? She said, it doesn't lock. What? The fuck? Well, no one stole my shit sitting in the front seat. No one wanted my inline warehouse sweatshirt that had been sitting there for ages. Anyway, so that's how that all went. The car's working great. Just a nice little vehicle bill, but I haven't had a car payment in probably over a year or so. We're kind of chilling. The money towards that payment's been going to a fund for the next vehicle or repairs for this one. So we all good. I'm not too worried about that. Then the next day I meet up with my old Applebee's waitress. We decided let's go on a little walk. We're gonna walk her dogs and see what's up. It was a lot of fun. Her dogs really warmed up to me. We went for a little, I think it was about 5 miles. And she said, yeah, the dogs don't get much more than a walk. She took pictures later on in the day and sent them to me. And she's like, the dogs are fucking tired. Like, hell yeah, that's what we need. She said, they're going to love you. Anytime they see you, it's just going to be, they know it's going to be a long day. We had a great time. I don't think nothing more will come of it. You know, I just think we live two different lifestyles that wouldn't clash very well. You know, no hate. She rolls up smoking a cigarette, says, let me finish this one off quick. Super, super fine. Just not for me. So we're going to go on some more walks. She's actually saving up. She plans on moving down to Florida here in October. So she's saving up for that. But we're going to get out, do some more walks. I know we talked about some parks that I want to go visit. She's interested in. So we're just going to go for some, my little walking buddy. I'm like, this is perfect training for me. And actually, this was fucking awesome. So I dropped my mom off at work and then I went out to the park and I was like 45 minutes early. I'm like, I'm just going to get a little run in. So I go out and I start running. About 0.1 into my run, this guy ends up behind me and I hear, I'm like, how's it going, man? He's like, great day for a run. I'm like, it's a fantastic day for a run. And we ended up running 3 miles together. We did some hills. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to do some hills if you want to join me. I'm like, fuck yeah, I got to learn his story. He's I think he was a 253 marathoner. He's ran, I think he said 15 marathons. He's done Boston 3 times, training for a couple small trail races here and there. Great time. I loved my Tuesday. I was stressing on Monday about having to drive my mom's car and I just didn't like it. And I'm like, God, fucking expensive as shit. But you know what? Tuesday was a great fucking day. Okay, teach your daughter how to not butt out in front of cars, bro. Anyways, I've had a great fucking week. And then, what was it? 2 days ago, I went out to Afton and I did 5.6 miles with almost 1,000 feet of gain at a 905 pace. Fucking incredible. I'm very, very content. Life's going fantastic. The car's driving great. I hope all is well for you guys as well. We're gonna run in here quick to Target, the American or the Minnesota company, and buy some. a bag for my father. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back next week. I'm going to the carnival tonight. The city carnival's in town. Me and my one friend, every Friday, because I'm out of town this week, every year, every Friday, me and my buddy, I was with him in the Dells. I've known him since God, I think kindergarten, but there's like a photo of us in preschool together. We just didn't like know each other, you know. We've been great friends since like kindergarten, and we're going to take on the city festival. It's a great time. They got music, they got carnival rides, they got food, they got booze. I'm just trying to not put a lot of shit in my body though, so I'm probably gonna eat before we go and not drink and just enjoy myself. The music's a fucking great time down there, folks. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, fantastic weekend. I'll probably have some stories about my family vacation coming up. Do my best to take it easy, rest, and heal up so I'm ready to get after it here in 2 weeks. I hope you guys have a fantastic life, but I just didn't do my outro correctly. Twitter at Thoughts by Randy. I tweet some funny things sometimes. Sometimes I tweet about my hikes. Venmo, PayPal link is in the description below. You guys are a blessing. Thank you guys for leaving positive feedback, great reviews. You guys are great. I hope to see you guys back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace. Got through the whole podcast without the recorder dying like last week. Woo! We're a professional podcaster. Let's go!